Wait. That hole wasn't there before. The webbing should have stopped the roof from collapsing unless... I can hear someone struggling. Someone fell down here. Hello? Are you all right? Wait, stop struggling. The webbing was meant for the ceiling, and the only reason you didn't fall was because you caught onto the walls. I know you can't see it, but you have to trust me. Shh. It's okay. I won't hurt you. Two more. We're doing very well. I have my arms around you. Just keep your eyes closed and you'll be okay. You're shaking so much. You must have come from the town, but... then that would mean... Oh no. Keep your eyes closed while I go back where I slept. There's no light here. I hear it's better for people not to confirm their fears when in the presence of them. What do you know about monsters? Those are all lies, although I suppose if you untwist them, you have the perspective of a third person. Do you feel my body? Let me show you something. Just slide your hand down slightly from here. Do you feel where soft flesh meets smooth chitin? You know, deep down, if I wanted to hurt you, you would already be dead. I wish you no harm. On the contrary, I've been alone for such a long time. Why would I harm the first person I've seen since I left home? Such a cute little human. I couldn't possibly harm you. I just want to wrap you in my webs and hold you tightly. I want to look into your eyes, but I know that you'll be afraid, and that's why you're trembling, right? Most humans are afraid of small spiders, but a large one, even though I'm a woman from the waist up, I'm a monster from the waist down. Look at you. You're terrified. Poor thing. Just trust me. There. You're wrapped up. Nice, isn't it? It's loose enough to breathe, but tight enough to feel like an embrace. Oh, are those tears? Shh. I just want you to feel safe. You're safe, I promise. Let me hold you close. You're so warm. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Again? Do you like this, human? I can use my front legs to move you slightly higher. Your chest is now against my breasts, and your head is in the perfect position for me to look down and kiss. Do you want me to caress your face? The chitin on my fingers. It ends in a claw, but I can be gentle. Just tell me if I accidentally scratch you and I'll stop. I can feel you loosening up. Your whimpers are so lovely, dear. Let me raise you a little higher. There. Mm. Oh, no. I bit your lip. I'm sorry. Did I inject any venom in you? Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Please don't panic. I can fix this. Just trust me. Oh, God. You're sweating and shivering. You look like you're in so much discomfort. There. You looked somewhat relieved. Let me explain. What my venom does, similar to normal spiders, arachne catch their prey and inject them with venom, but unlike spiders, our venom doesn't melt our prey. Although it might feel that way at first, this isn't the case. Arachne venom is a powerful aphrodisiac. What I accidentally gave you was probably just one drop. I just cut a hole for your penis. The only way to get the venom out is to suck it out. If I don't do this, the feeling will only get worse. I'm sorry if you're sensitive. You're doing so well. I'll finish you off. You came so much, but you're still so hard. Your cock is dripping. Oh, it looks like it's in pain. I could suck you off again, but there's another way that will benefit both of us. But I need your permission. If I just suck you off, I can release you in the morning, and you could actively find a monster or human that you're attracted to if I have sex with you. You will be mine. I could let you go, but I won't be able to take another mate, and you would have this aura. Women would naturally not want to be romantically involved. If you aren't careful, the order will investigate you, and you could be labeled a traitor and probably killed. I want to claim you, but I'm not selfish enough to do it. You want me to claim you? Are you sure? But you want to see me while I claim you. Human. You adorable, cute, foolish boy. I beg you to reconsider. You've already seen my eyes. I'm a monster. You trust me? I trust you. All right. Close your eyes. Here we are. The hole you made brings in the moonlight so nicely. Maybe I can use my webbing to make a floor here, and if you want, we can look at the night sky as we fall asleep. There. That should support us for what we're about to do. Let me stick your wept body against the wall so you can see all of me. Okay, open your eyes. You don't mind? You think my body is beautiful? You're talking about my human body, right? You actually like my spider body? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I want you, as my husband, to think that you would come crashing through my roof at this time of night. Let me line you up. I'll do all the work, darling. Oh, darling. You're mine now. Oh, you're moaning so much. The face you're making is so cute. I love you, darling. Are you trying to hold back? You adorable boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, do you feel my cunt squeezing you? Oh, I'm gonna squeeze my venom out of you. Oh, just let it go. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just let it go. I want to take all my venom out of your penis. I want to feel it bumping into me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. You're coming so much. Just keep coming. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. Husband. You're my husband now, and I'm your wife. Just rest your head against my breasts. I'll carry you to the base of my web, and we can look at the sky. Let me wrap your legs around my lower body and my arms around your upper body. Don't worry, I won't bite you again unless you want me to, but not now. You need to sleep. I don't want to start a family until we're safe from the order, so we have to wait. The conflict is coming here, so it won't be long, and then we can raise our family together. I love you, husband. Oh.